Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Roquan Smith met with the media as the Ravens count down the Sunday showdown with the Steelers.
Pittsburgh's hoping a lot of fans in those cities are looking really forward to this game on Sunday. As a person who's going to be participating in this game, kind of what's kind of your anticipation level right now?
Yeah, no, very excited about the game. Know that it's going to be a very physical game, and I embrace the physicality, so very excited about that, and I know we are as well. Going to be a great matchup, and excited about it.
Is that what makes this rivalry, the physicality?
Yeah, I think this rivalry, well before I was born, because, shoot, the Ravens was, 96? So, yeah, it's like, you know, it's been going on for a while. You know, I remember watching it, like, growing up as a kid, even though in Georgia you would see, you know, the Ravens versus Steelers, whether that was in the playoffs or whether that was in the regular season, has always been one of those matchups that you just know is going to always, like, be a tough physical game and, like, you know, it's always going to be chippy. So you look forward to those matchups, and I'm just excited about the opportunity, excited to be playing here and excited about the matchup with these guys.
John Harbaugh just said that there's a chance Ardarius rejoins you. How much of a boost could he give you guys in this game?
Yeah, absolutely. Got a great deal of respect for AD, the way he works day in and day out, who he is as a person. So if he is playing, you know, excited for him. If not, you know, I'm sure he will be one day whenever his time is. So just focusing more on the things that I can control, and that's just how I go out and how I play and how I lead and how I command the defense. So that's my main focus, and whoever is out there, that's up to the coaches.
Given your history in Chicago, what was your reaction when you saw Aaron Rodgers sign with the Steelers, and what's it going to be like to go against him here now in this rivalry?
Yeah, no, got a great deal of respect for the guy. You don't play, 20-plus years in this league if you're not one of the most talented people there that's played the game. So got a great deal of respect for him, but at the end of the day, it's more so about us and what we do. So we just have to go out, impose our will, and, like, play our brand of football, and that's what it's just going to come down to. And, like, got a great deal of respect, but it's not about that.
Roquan, 5 games left, and you and the Steelers are tied here. Do the players discuss kind of the big picture of those last 5 weeks and how important this is specifically in that stretch, or is it totally focused on Sunday?
Yeah, it'll be crazy for me to say if I don't, like, you know, you don't look forward at all, but, like, honestly, it's more so about the moment that we have right now. And that was, like, a question I posed to the guys, more so, like, you know, what are you willing to do for the game? And I think that's what it just, like, boils down to. And I think this is a perfect week for that. Like, just, hey, you know, we obviously get to play the game we love. Football is the reason we're all here. Obviously out there on the field as well. And, like, just the type of connections and the things that football has brought us all into our lives. So just about, like, being prepared, giving everything you got, and knowing that, hey, if someone told you, you control your own destiny in life or just in anything, like, what would you give up? And I'm sure a lot of people would, like, say, heck yeah, sign me up for that. And, like, we're in that position right now. So it's more so about what you're going to do with it. And it's not about talking about it. It's about more so showing with your actions. So that's what it is. And at the end of the day, it starts with this game right here. And this, forget everything from the past. It's more so about this week. And this week it's the Pittsburgh Steelers. And obviously, we're tied right now, so it's a big matchup, but at the end of the day, it's still the game of football, and we just have to go out and play our brand of football, and if we do that, we'll like our chances.
To that point, Nick, asking that question and kind of delivering that message to the team, what prompted that in your mind? Is that, you know, being close in recent years? Is that the veteran experience? Like, what was it in your mind that prompted you to kind of, I guess, challenge it?
Honestly, man, I was just sitting down. I was just thinking, like, it just popped up in my head, because I ask myself questions sometimes, and I'm like, what am I willing to give up sometimes? I'm like, what am I willing to give up? And, like, I think that's different for each and every person, because it's like we're all unique in our own way. And, like, the chance of you being you is pretty crazy when you look at the numbers behind it. So I think it was just something that was going through my head, and I was like, something going through my head, I should maybe ask the guys. And I thought it went over very well. And, like, it's something that we tend to, like, lose sight of just because, like, hey, we get to play this awesome game, this kid game for a king's ransom, and we get to just, you know, go see the world, do crazy things, and, like, meet amazing people. And it's all because of this game of football. That's why all of you guys are here too. And it's like, without football, none of this would be possible. And so when you really think about that, like, so how are you willing, in a sense, to pay the game back or just, like, show your appreciation for the game? And I think that goes from a coaching staff to the players to everyone, because it's like everybody in this building. Like, so you just want to think about it like that, and it's just like, say, hey, and knowing that you're not going to get it back. And it's about just taking advantage of, like, the time that we have doing this, because we're going to look back one day and be like, man, I remember that story I wrote on this when you're not writing stories anymore. Or I remember this play I made when I'm not playing anymore. So, like, when you think things like that, man, and just show your appreciation. And it's not about words. It's more so about showing it with your actions. So I think that's just, like, what it is. And I thought it went over really well with the guys.
Did you say that after the game, or was that when you guys came back to work this week?
That was this week. Yeah.
What was the reaction you got from guys? Did anything stand out in that reaction to you?
Well, it's more about just, like, taking it all in. You don't need a reaction. Like, it was more so, I don't need actions. I don't need, like, words, anything like that. It's about showing it. And you show that when you play the game of football throughout the week in practice, as well as in the game on Sunday. So I think it boils down to that. It's not about, like, just, like, looking for hoorah, anything like that. It's more of the truth, and you show me how you play the game. And I think that's plain and simple.
When you look at the AFC North, you know, you guys came into the season with a lot of expectations, so Cincy, so Pittsburgh. Is it surprising that, you know, year week 14, 6-6, it is first place in the AFC North?
Man, I think you never envision 6-6 at this point, like, with the expectations. But at the end of the day, expectations are expectations, and they don't mean anything. So it's more so about what you go out and do. And I think that's the biggest thing. And but, like, at the end of the day, if you told me week 14 at the beginning of the season you'll be tied for first place, you control your own destiny, I'm signing myself up for that every day of the week and twice on Sunday. So, like, and I'm sure each and every guy can attest to that in the locker room. And I think that's what it's more so about. Forget everything that's happened, because the only thing that matters right now is the moment that we're in and the moment that we have. And that's what it is this week versus Pittsburgh at M&T Bank, whatever time it is. That's what matters. Yeah, got a lot of respect for 30 and 14 as well. But at the end of the day, we're physical as well. You know, that's what we pride ourselves on. So it's about physical meets physical, and who's more physical. That's what it boils down to, and that's what it's going to be at M&T Bank Stadium. So, you know, if you love physicality, tune in. If you don't tune in. And I'm all about it. So I'll make sure I'm ready, and as I know I will be. Yeah, great deal of respect for Dre, how he came in, how he's adapted to the style here. He's been a physical player pretty much his whole career, a big end for sure. And, like, just the way the guy worked, don't say much, just come in, put his head down, and just eager to get better day in and day out. So I'm just excited for more opportunities to go out to war with him and for him to be here and help us continue to win.
With Calhoun, you're lined up real close to him in that box. Yeah, we see him around here, and he seems like a very polite, intelligent guy. What's he like during the games? Like, you hear him out there. What is Kyle Hamilton game, you know, in game action?
He's a dork. No, I'm kidding. But, like, no. He's a really good dude, man. Very, very intelligent. And, like, man, yeah, being able to just line up with that guy when he's close to the box, man, it takes a lot of pressure off everybody down there, like D linemen, linebackers, and everyone, because he's just as big as a linebacker, just as physical as a D lineman linebacker. So, like, man, he got all the intangibles and very smart as well. So he see a lot of different things coming, and obviously he's a mismatch for receivers and most tight ends as well that are trying to block him. So, like, yeah, I got a great deal of respect for him, the way he worked, who he is as a person, great family. So I'm just grateful to be able to play with the guy, and I just know he's just going to continue to keep climbing the ladder and continue to keep getting better.